بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. Distinguished listeners and our viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Given that Almighty Allah loved those who were pious, those who were pure, and those who are extremely kind to their parents, today we're going to talk about some of the verses where Almighty Allah explicitly says that I don't like these types of people. So, distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, there are several verses that everyone can find in the Holy Quran that Almighty Allah explicitly says that I don't love, or Allah does not love, those who are arrogant, those who are proud, those who are having bad attributes and attitudes. Yes, everyone can find several verses in the Holy Quran where Almighty Allah explicitly says that I don't like those who are transgressors, or Almighty Allah indeed or verily does not love those who are oppressors. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimin, or inna Allah la yuhibbu al-mu'tadin, or inna Allah la yuhibbu al-mufsidin. Those who are transgressors, those who are oppressors, those who are doing bad things or evil deeds, they are not totally or unconditionally loved by Almighty Allah. Yes, distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Almighty Allah does not love those who are arrogant and those who are proud of their properties, their assets, and their children, kids and sons and daughters. So, a question might arise that why there are many disbelievers who are given properties or given every blessing by Almighty Allah. A distinction should be drawn between love of Almighty Allah and the mercy Almighty Allah grants him. The level of love is higher than the properties or blessings Almighty Allah gives to them. So here Almighty Allah legislatively shows his intention that I love these attributes. For example, Almighty Allah loves justice, Almighty Allah loves fairness, Almighty Allah loves those who are kind. But at the same time, Almighty Allah says, I don't love those who are unjust. Almighty Allah don't love those who are unkind. Almighty Allah don't love those who are transgressors or oppressors. So what matters most is that we should draw a distinct line between good attributes and bad attributes. Both are not equally considered and overall by Almighty Allah. Both are not taken into account equally or evenly by Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah loves those who are good, and Almighty Allah does not love those who are bad or those who are disobedient to these commandments. May Almighty Allah loves us most in this world and also in the hereafter. But indeed, we have to pave the ground for ourselves by doing the best actions and maintaining the best beliefs. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.